This episode is brought to you by the Slash and Cast Podcast Network. Learn more at slashandcast.net.
Whiskey Zulu Bravo, this is Sonic Control. It was a girl who died still alive, so absolutely unavailable. We'll pass you to a submarine controlling officer this time, over.
Like to take this opportunity to thank the sponsor of this episode, Raise Energy. Raise offers a zero sugar, no crash guaranteed product with many different flavors. They're not promising magic in a can or a miracle potion, and they're retailing for under $30 per case, while the big name brands are charging upwards of $35 or even more per case. If you're interested in trying out their product and giving us a little bit of that kickback from your purchase, use the link in the episode description and use our code, capital letters here, WCFBTS, for a 15% off discount at your checkout. Once again, that is WCFBTS for a 15% off at checkout. Thank you, Raise Energy, for sponsoring this episode, the continued support of our show, and I hope you listeners indulge yourself and get yourself a nice, clean energy drink. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. We came from beneath the sea, as always. I'm your host, Bailey.
And I'm Zach.
And I'm Brandon.
Well, shit, boys, we back for another week. How y'all doing?
Do we really have to answer that question every week?
You sure do.
No.
The people got to know.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's been a bad week, huh?
No.
Was I the only one that had a good week?
No.
I'm employed.
No.
No. You're fired. Yeah, got me a job. Looky there.
He got a fucking job.
I got a job. But, you know. Fuck you guys for not answering my question. Let's go ahead and move on to the news. We got a lot this week, surprisingly. Up first, NECA will be releasing the Kessler Roll figure this fall of 2021. He's looking real nice.
Sweet.
Real nice.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like reluctant because everybody always like, dude, there's like so many stories like where people pre-order their figures and then they don't get it for like years.
I mean, that only happened to me, but.
Well, I mean, like, Krista bought Zach, like, the Part 7 Jason, and he still hasn't got him yet.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on that motherfucker.
It's not out yet.
It's not? I thought it was out already.
It's not out yet. Supposed to come out a few months ago.
Yeah, he's not out yet.
Pushed back.
Mm. Yeah, he got delayed for some reason.
Well,
they announced him, and then the lawsuit canceled all NECA figures, and then they started working on him again. In the news, they just released the packaging photos.
Yep.
So he'll be coming out pretty soon.
Probably by next month.
But, yeah, the Kessler Wolf's coming this fall, which I'm excited about. I like him. He's cool.
Yeah, I'll probably get it.
It says that this fall, but it's going to come out in the spring of fucking next year, because this is how NECA works.
Come on, they try.
Fucking
get your
shush
shit
me.
Together.
Don't they, fucking shush me. Try. It's the truth.
Up next, Super 7. They're a toy and figure company, just a merch company in general. And I don't know if it's Saucony or Saucony. I'm going to go with Saucony. They joined forces to make four pairs of Universal Monster themed sneakers. And let me tell you, they're pretty beautiful. We got Frankenstein. We got the Bride of Frankenstein. We got the Mummy. We got the Creature.
I am excited for the Mummy and the Wolfman.
The Creature sneaks look pretty good.
Oh, those sneakers?
Yeah, they're sneakers. Yeah. They're looking pretty nice. They come out, I think they said, next month. I might gotta buy me a pair if they make my size. But yeah. Up next, we got a new image from Halloween Kills. Michael with a bloody ass knife.
Oh.
You know, since COVID ruined the world.
An image we've seen in every fucking movie. In every Halloween movie.
Since COVID ruined the world, I kind of lost hype for this movie. I'm hoping we get a trailer soon, like a full trailer.
I don't understand why they haven't put one out already.
Just, it's all about trying to, you got to get your hype train going at a certain time or people are just going to lose it.
Well, if you don't put out a trailer, how's there going to be a hype train?
Well, you have to, you got to time it right because it comes out in October. How many months till October?
Not as much.
Five.
As, yeah.
So that's plenty of time. They released one at the end of this month. And then did regular, like, spots and trailers without giving the whole movie away, I'd be okay with it.
Fucking Forever Purge? Yeah. They put theirs out, like, last month, and it's coming out, like, next month.
No, they just released their first one today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's coming out, like, next month?
Yeah. No, it's coming out in July. July 4th weekend.
I don't know. I feel like they should have released it a little sooner.
Historically, they've always released around the 4th of July, so... I know, I'm okay with that. But we got our first look at Kevin Smith's He-Man show called Masters of the Universe Revelation.
Been looking forward to that.
Skeletor.
Because like there's so many like good, like because it's an animated show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's animated.
Yeah, there's like so many good like castings that they've made already.
I really, really like
Mark Hamill and Mark Hamill's playing the dinosaur. What's the dinosaur's name?
I'm not familiar with He-Man characters. I don't know.
And then Henry Rollins. And I believe somebody else that's not coming to mind as of right now.
Hmm. But Skeletor's looks pretty good. As far as it's Skeletor. It's a skeleton with a hood on.
Yeah. Wrong.
Doesn't he wear he wears like a cloak.
He wears a hood, but he's not a skeleton with a hood on. He has
a
skeleton face.
He has a skull.
He wears a crop top.
What? But up next, Laser Fear 2 is coming to Switch. That got announced yesterday.
Cool.
I still haven't played that. I need to. You know, might as well get it on
the
Switch.
I haven't played the first one.
First one's pretty good. It's scary. But I'm scared. NECA shows off packaging for the Part 7 Jason figure. It's
very
just
nice.
The poster. And we get the insert is him with the little sickle.
Looks really good.
He's looking pretty good. I like Part 7 Jason, just as
hopefully
in general, you know,
people don't get fucked over again.
They haven't made an Uber Jason, have they?
Nah, I said I need an Uber
Jason.
That'd
be pretty cool.
That should be
They should do
one.
Like a two-pack of pre-Uber and Uber.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be pretty lit. That'd be like $85,
I would still buy the shit out of it.
$600.
Yeah. I would still buy the shit out of it.
Limited collector's edition.
Made from real fucking titanium.
made from real nanomachines.
Nanomachines, son. Where were we? Oh, Death Clock is returning for a Metalocalypse movie. Reportedly, the movie's taking place right where the show ended. So
the Venture Bros is getting a movie. Death Clock's getting a movie. I believe a couple other shows are getting movies for whatever reason. But
I like Death Clock.
I'm cool with Death Clock and what was it? Venture Bros getting a movie.
I've been meaning to like watch Venture Bros like the whole of it, but there's like 9 seasons.
They got canceled and. Awesome. Their fan base is still salty about
it. Yeah, that show was on for so long, and from what I hear, it's a really good show.
It is good, and I don't blame them for being salty, but they're still like, it's been going on for like over a year now.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, up next, Resident Evil Village shipped over 3 million units in its first week. I'm not one of them, sadly. Hopefully soon. I've heard good things.
The PS5 bundle or whatever.
PS5, PS4, Xbox, both all the Xboxes. Pretty sure it's on PC.
But yeah, I mean, I've heard good things. I mean, is this the last game?
No.
No? Okay.
That's the latest game.
I could have sworn I heard somebody said that this was the last.
As long as it's around and making money, Resident Evil is not going away.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, rumor has it the next remake has got to be Resident Evil 4.
No.
I'd take it.
Don't touch Resident Evil 4.
I mean, they don't change anything, really.
Yeah, like...
They
the
just
only
update
way
the
don't
graphics.
Don't touch Resident Evil 4.
The only way...
Someone pooped on your Cheerios this morning.
You did.
I haven't talked to you today.
Mm-hmm.
The only way
I have not talked to you once today.
The only way I would be okay with this.
I think I texted you like
shut
noon.
The fuck up. Listen,
bitch.
The man, only way you. I would be okay with it is if they were to just change the graphics. That is it.
Yeah.
The graphics. Maybe some controls, because some of the controls were a little rough.
I mean,
that's
updated
how
a little bit, you know.
Yeah, that's how all of the older Resident Evil
just
games
get rid. I mean, don't get rid of. I mean, I think the remakes still have where you can do the laser beam aiming system. I like that.
Yeah, just like Resident Evil, like 2 and 3 remastered controls and then updated graphics.
One of my fucking mutuals just played the original Resident Evil 4 for the first time. It's like, how have you avoided that game for this long?
What they should do is go back and feast that piece of shit Resident Evil 3 remake.
Yeah, people didn't like that one.
They did shorten that a little bit.
Call it fucking even.
Yeah.
Call it
even. The game's like 3 hours long.
Ruined Resident Evil 3.
To be fair, I do like the original Resident Evil 3 more.
Didn't they like change like the entire ending?
It's a little different.
They shortened. They got rid of the clock tower part of
the clock tower,
which is like a whole 2 hour part of the game.
Instead of Nemesis being like Mr. X, he's really not. He's fucking scripted everywhere. Like when he gets his rocket launcher, it's a cutscene of him getting the rocket launcher and you having to sway back and forth for like 2 minutes. And then here's another cutscene of like him getting shot by fucking Carlos.
Game
and it's like, dude, let me fight Nemesis.
Let me punch this man in the face repeatedly. It's
fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And the people out there who defend Resident Evil 3 remake, go fuck yourself.
Are you done?
Yeah, like
now I'm done.
Get off your soapbox.
Not only that, but it was like
incredible.
It was incredibly short too.
It's ridiculous.
It's like 5 hours.
I've heard it's less than that.
Maybe 4.
You can beat it in 2.
Yeah. So that's some like bullshit. How are you gonna pay full price for a game that you could beat in 2 hours?
It was $40, not $60. Pretty sure at release, Resident Evil 3 was 40.
Well, still
$39.99.
That still feels like kind of a ripoff.
Yeah.
Anyway, up next, the Venom Let There Be Carnage trailer released this week?
I think this week.
Yeah, earlier this week. I liked it.
I did too.
I've seen the internet hate it, and I'm like, I don't see how you can hate
bro,
it.
Bro, Carnage doesn't have black teeth, so the movie's not
going
to be good.
This shit's not comic accurate. I'm sorry.
I'm
going to be
so
bad.
I'm so fucking sick of hearing that.
Like, it's dude, annoying. I love this. I want it. I love the part of the trailer that's like, let's eat Mrs. Chen. What?
I love in the beginning where Venom's just making fucking breakfast for Eddie.
Like, but it looks like shit.
So funny. He opens the fucking cabinet, grabs a plate, and then throws out all the other plates in the cabinet and shuts it back.
Yeah, I mean, like I like the trailer. Like if you're bitching about like the way Carnage looks, go fuck yourself.
Like if the tone of the movie is anything like the tone of the trailer, I'm gonna have a good time with this movie.
Like if it's not for you, it's not for you. All right, like, but don't go on the fucking internet and bash anybody.
Woody Harrelson being shown off as Carnage a little bit.
He looks more accurate.
Yeah, he looks better. I like the haircut
in the trailer. Yeah, like because you could tell he's lost some weight.
Yeah,
you know because
a little slimmed down a little bit.
You know, middle aged Woody Harrelson. He's a little. You know,
chunky.
I wonder if Carnage in the movie will still be Venom's offspring.
I don't know.
I don't know how they're going to explain that away.
Yeah, I have no idea.
They might. I don't know.
I feel like it might just be a fucking escaped rogue symbiote.
Well, Carnage wasn't even part of the symbiotes in the first one, right? We didn't see him at all?
No.
Or it at all, I should say.
No.
Because it was what, Riot?
It was Riot.
Riot was the bad guy.
But there were other ones as well.
Yeah, there was like a blue and yellow one.
Is it the symbiote?
The Life Foundation symbiotes?
Yeah, don't they have like a team name or whatever?
They're just called the Life Foundation symbiote.
Okay.
There's Lasher, there's Phage, there's Scream.
There's Riot.
There's Agony.
And Venom.
Actually a theory for like the new trailer that Scream's going to be in this one.
Yeah.
Which would be cool. I'd be like, damn, if she shows up.
I wonder if Spider-Man's going to team up with Venom in this
one. I doubt it.
I've heard nothing
probably
of him being in it.
I don't think it's going
to
happen.
But, like, comic-wise, if they're going to be accurate, like, Spider-Man has to help Venom beat Carnage's ass.
Yeah, but at the same time, I would love to see Venom go toe-to-toe with Carnage.
Or, hear me out, he loses at the end of the movie.
Don't get me wrong.
Well, not at the end, but like in the middle, he gets his
ass kicked.
I mean,
if he loses at the end and leaves it open for another thing, that'd be kind of cool.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I like when movies follow the comics in ways.
Yeah.
Like, I think the perfect example of that was like Shazam. Shazam followed like the new 52 like story almost to a T. Like there was a mm-hmm. few different things going on, but part of me also thinks that I like seeing other people's visions for characters yeah. over what's already been done. Because if you just make a movie that's completely comic book accurate, it's just you're seeing yeah. the shit that you've already seen before.
Yeah. My only thing, though, is that if they did that, like, say if, like, in this movie, Cletus Cassidy isn't the host of Carnage, I would have been pissed.
Yeah, like, that, like that's perfectly understandable.
I've been like, man, what no.
But bitching because his fucking teeth aren't black?
Like, yeah, like,
come
that's
on, really?
Stupid. It's so dumb.
No, his teeth are black in the movie, right? In the trailer?
It doesn't look no. like it.
Oh, well, his teeth are white, aren't they?
Look,
in
they
some iterations of Carnage, his teeth are white.
Sort of yellowish in the,
it's just
in the
people
trailer.
People want the comic accurate, you know, the classic look of Carnage. And
he looks,
I understand
looks
that.
Good enough, though. He looks close
yeah,
enough
looks
to the
fine.
Comics.
I thought he looked fine.
Just because he don't have black teeth? Like, really?
Yeah, people were
Dude,
bitching about that. And then the,
it's gotta be, it's obviously CGI, but like what we did see of Carnage in the trailer, he looks great.
I thought he looked fine.
Like the symbiote, like on
like
Cassidy.
The very last shot of him at the end, where it looks like they're in a church or something, and yeah. he's like lifting himself up. He looks fucking awesome.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You got people in like the comments on like YouTube saying, fuck this movie. I already know it's going to be
bad.
Trash.
Yeah. This movie's going to be ass.
This fucking
shut up, man. Can you not enjoy anything?
They made the wrong decision by casting Woody Harrelson as
Woody Harrelson, Cassidy. Honestly, perfect choice.
He's Don't get choice. Me wrong. When they first said that he was going to be in the first one, they didn't say who he was playing, but I was like, I swear to fucking God, if he's Cletus Cassidy, I'm going to be mad. But when we saw it,
yeah,
I was
like,
you know what?
An excellent
For some
job.
Reason, I like this.
Yeah, I liked him. Like,
but is the movie is
in
the
trailer too?
Is he turned into Carnage when he's executed in the comics?
No, I don't think so.
Because in the comics, he's like on the loose. He's like at large. He's murdering people actively.
Well, in the comics, him and Eddie shared a jail cell.
Oh.
So when Venom comes back to bring Eddie out of jail, Venom gives birth. And so the symbiote, the little baby symbiote, little baby ass Carnage, goes into an open wound on Cletus's hand, and that's how they bond. They bond on a molecular level, so they're not like Venom and Eddie. They're
blood.
Not two separate.
Carnage is gross
entities. Cassidy and Carnage are one being.
Well, that's why Carnage looks like blood and guts and shit.
Yeah,
because he bonded with it, like he fused with like
yeah,
his
like
blood and
on
shit.
A molecular level.
Yeah,
so yeah, they're like one being. They are one.
But yeah. I can't wait. It's gonna be exciting.
Yeah,
and
it's
fucking only awesome. In theaters.
And yeah. I've heard
it said that in the trailer.
I've heard it's going to be R-rated too.
So I hope so.
We might actually get
yeah,
to see
like
some
to
fucking.
See
blood
if I don't hear Venom
shit.
Say fuck, I swear to God.
It's not even that. I'd like to see Cletus like disembowel people.
I
want to
see
bite
murder.
People's heads off and shit. Yeah.
I want to see fucking
I
want to
see
murder.
Carnage be Carnage.
As
so
bad as that sounds, I want to see.
I can't get over the end scene where you see in the trailer is like, Miss Chin, the chocolate in? Nope. Let's eat her. We're not eating Mrs. Chin. What?
We will not
Mrs.
eat
Chin's
Mrs.
Like,
Chin.
I just
can't get over Venom singing and making breakfast. That's my
I don't know.
Part.
I feel like
this movie's going to be good.
I think it's
going to
be great.
Oh, I forgot to mention it last week because it was so like I didn't care. Morbius got pushed back again.
I'm not surprised.
Like, yeah. This movie's never going to come out.
I've kind of given
it's
up
not,
on
it's
Morbius.
Never going to come out this year.
It's
more
never
going
to come out.
I kind of gave up on Morbius, to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, like, that trailer was fucking bomb.
Yeah, it
was
awesome.
I
was
like, holy shit, Vulture is going to be in it?
Yeah, it looks dope.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, no movie. Can't
no
have
movie.
It.
Why?
Like, when they said Jared Leto was playing Morbius, I was like, oh, okay, maybe this could be really, really good. And it's never.
Yeah.
Well, people were shitting on that because, you know, his portrayal of Joker. I was
but
like,
but no,
well,
when we saw him as Morbius in the trailer, the teaser,
he looked,
yeah.
awesome.
He looked fine.
Yeah, but, like, he people were, when they announced that he got casted as Morbius, people shit on it.
They're like, oh, fuck, bro.
Because he played Joker in Suicide Squad.
He had no control over what he was going to look like in that movie.
Yeah, he had no control
yeah.
of what he was going to
look
like.
W was like, this is what you're going to look like. And he was like, give me money.
He had no control of what he's going to look like, sound like, act like. And plus, well, he probably had control of how he sounded and acted. But like, the studio pulled a Spider-Man 3 and forced Joker in the movie.
Yeah.
He wasn't, from
yeah,
what
he
I've
was
heard.
He supposed to be in the sequel.
Yeah, from what I've heard, he wasn't supposed to be
Dude,
in the movie.
How did he was like, That's how he laughed in the movie.
Like, bro. I was like,
ooh. So bad.
It was the cringiest laugh.
No, if Venom gets his ass kicked at the end of Let There Be Carnage, she's going to be like, in the next movie, she's going to be like, Eddie, I can't.
Who, that's Venom? That's what I would want to see.
That'd be cool.
End it in a non-traditional way. Like, you don't have to wrap up the whole story there. Just
let
the
bad guy win, like,
yeah,
Infinity War.
Let Carnage win. Like, let Carnage deal a double deck of ass whooping.
Or hear me out. Let Venom win in the middle, but he comes back at the end and whoops the absolute shit out of him. Well, that's so that's unconventional as shit.
So that you know, because first of all, here's how I view it. You're doing Venom solo movies.
Yeah.
If Carnage is not, like, the big bad of that trilogy, franchise, whatever it's going to be, yeah, then what the fuck are you doing?
Well, who?
Yeah, I
don't who's
know
bigger
how
and better
can...
than... What's Carnage's offspring? Is that Anti-Venom?
No.
Or no,
Toxin?
Toxin is Carnage's offspring.
What's the fourth one?
There's also theories...
Isn't there one after Toxin that bonds with...
Carnage has two offspring. There's Toxin, who's the most famous one, and then I think Scion is her name.
I don't remember.
And she's like a mix of a symbiote and like a cybernetics.
Maybe it's Toxin, because I think Toxin's the one. He bonded with this guy, and he's like, hey, you can't kill people, but you get like 4 hours a night where I'll let you do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, which that host is dead.
And it's anti-something.
It's just Toxin.
Oh, is it Toxin?
It's just Toxin.
Oh, but yeah, like I thought, I think Toxin's fucking
they're also,
awesome.
Like,
Toxin is cool.
There's theories.
And Toxin's like an anti-hero. He teams up with Spider-Man sometimes.
Yeah, he tries to be a good guy. He's
not the bad guy, but you are.
Well, it's interesting because like the symbiote itself like just fucking hates Carnage. Hates him.
You're not my fucking dad.
And doesn't even really like Venom all that much. Yeah.
He can tolerate Venom.
Well, the thing that's cool, though, is like the symbiote bonds with Eddie Brock at one point, and Eddie Brock is Toxin.
Yeah.
That was fucking awesome.
That's weird.
Because old boy gets killed. The guy who has him originally gets killed.
Mm.
And then Toxin kind of goes, he disappears for a while. And then Eddie gets taken over by Toxin, and they're Toxin for a little bit. Now Toxin is a little kid.
Hmm. Yeah.
But still a good guy?
Still a good guy. Huh.
They're like theorizing that Toxin's going to show up in this movie too, somehow.
I'm hoping they bring in, what's his name? Is it D'Angelo, the guy that the mobster son that gets Venom for a while?
I don't want that. Please no.
I want him for a little bit just to see Venom take him, jump him off a building, and then let him go so he can die.
I just want to see Venom bite his head off.
Listen, we don't need Scorpion Venom.
Yeah, no fucking Matt Gargan.
No, not Matt Gargan. It's something D'Angelo. It's his mobster son. But he he wants to go swing off a building, so Venom takes him up, and they jump off. And mid jump, Venom lets go of the guy and just lets him die.
Listen, you can have Flash Thompson, and you can have Eddie Brock.
I would love Agent Venom.
That's all you get.
Could they? No, Sony
that
owns
have,
Venom.
That
like,
would
entirely.
That would have to be like later on.
Like if they could MCU Venom, I'd want Agent Venom.
I would want
Flash.
I would fucks with some Flash.
Like
Thompson,
especially Flash we have in the Spider-Man movies now.
No.
Could you imagine him as Agent Venom?
No.
I'm
absolutely
not.
Like bulk him up a little bit.
I don't know.
If they would have had what's his name from like the Sam Raimi ones. I can see that.
Was it Joe Mangiello? Magnello?
He plays Deathstroke in like.
Yeah,
Justice
Joe,
League
I can't
whatever.
Say his last name. He's very Italian.
I don't want to fight you, Flash. I wouldn't want to
fight
me
either. Peter's like, whoa. But let's go at the Forever Purge trailer released. I watched it today.
I haven't seen it yet.
Popping.
I mean, it looks like it's going to be.
It looks fucking awesome.
It'll probably be good.
There's this one scene in the trailer where it pushes into this room, and you see like a bone, like a deer skeleton or a skull, and there's a fucking person in it.
Yeah, they've done pretty good with that franchise so far. So
And it's the last one, and I'm hoping they mean it.
Yeah, I'm honestly surprised how well The Purge has done.
Like it had a rocky start.
Yeah, I think the first three movies are pretty good.
I think the two sequels are good. Like, I like the first Purge. I like what it sets up. But
I
like
seen that one
where yet, they though. Took it with like all the action and stuff, the first one just lacks. The first one is just like home invasion movie.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but like it's so different.
I can respect
than
it,
any
though.
Other
like,
home invasion.
I don't
movie.
Hate it.
I mean, dude, there's so many great scenes in that movie. The most powerful scene to me is at the end where they're all sitting at the fucking table, And, like, they're waiting for the sun to come up and the alarm to go off, and no girl tries to get the shotgun, and the mom fucking hits her in the face and then slams her head into the table.
Yeah.
It's just like, we're going like, fucking sit here.
I just like Lena Headey. She's a badass.
Yeah, I mean, like, Purge election year seemed like it was going to be the last one.
The fucking, is that like, the third one? She's, like gushing blood. One, I mean, it's like a geyser.
No, the Forever Purge is the fourth one.
Fuck it. Old girl is like, no, now get the fuck out of my house.
Purge. Purge, Anarchy, the Purge election year, the first Purge, the Forever Purge.
Yeah. Oh, so.
I still need to see the
I got
first
my
purge.
Shit confused.
First Purge is. I'm pretty sure it's on HBO.
I'll check
Don't
it out.
Don't quote me on that.
Like I said, I love the first three, so.
All right, we got one more piece of news, and you guys are going to fucking hate it, but I'm keeping hope alive because hear me out once I say this. So, William Brent Bell has been quoted saying, we definitely want to bring this sequel to life. The sequel he's mentioning is Stay Alive 2.
No.
Hear me out, guys. There's better technology nowadays. You can render more better animations. What if they made it a VR thing?
No.
Stay Alive 2. VR. Yes?
Fruit Ninja.
Fruit Ninja.
But no, hear me out. What if they wrote it really well and capitalize the sequel on it? I have wanted a Stay Alive 2 since I was like 6, bro.
You're the only one.
Don't take this away from me.
You're the only one.
There's no way I'm the only person in this entire fucking planet that wants a Stay Alive 2.
You're the only one in this garage.
Yes.
You're the only one in this neighborhood, probably.
No one else in this neighborhood knows what Stay Alive is.
Oh, no. For sure, they don't.
Yeah, they're staying alive off this meth, bro. Yeah. Fucking walking around looking like zombies. The zombies from Stay Alive.
My answer is no.
Why?
Because fuck Stay Alive.
That's not a good enough reason.
Yes, it is.
No.
Look, don't make it a sequel. Don't make it a sequel. Make it like a reboot or something.
A requel sequel?
Yeah.
If you will.
Sure.
Hear me out. What if they did something with like VR in it?
VR or something. Sure.
Do away with that fucking garbage
that
movie.
Bring Hutch back.
Who?
The redhead guy. The one that lived.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Bring him back.
Don't bring any of the motherfuckers
bring
back.
Frankie Muniz. He lived.
Back. No. I'm sorry. I love Frankie Muniz. But
bring the boy back. He's not even going to remember he's in the movie.
Stay Alive just needs to stay dead.
Hear me out. You need to stay dead.
I wish I could.
Fuck.
I wish I was dead right now. But here we are.
Bye, bitch. Yeah, that's all the news we have. We've been rambling on for 25 minutes.
About Venom. But it's Venom. Okay.
But most of this news was about Venom.
Yeah.
I think everybody in this room is a Venom
and
Carnage fan.
We had to get it off our chest that we thought that the movie looks good.
Oh, shit. I meant to share to you a couple weeks ago.
I'm willing to give it a chance.
It was a statue. Like, not Diamond Select. A different company made a Carnage statue. And he's beautiful.
Yeah.
He's expensive.
There's some good Carnage statues out there.
All right, well, we're covering Beyond Reanimator from 2003.
Yeah.
Also written and directed by Brian Yuzna.
I didn't like it. Let's get into it, shall we?
Bailey didn't watch it, so Bailey can't have
an
opinion.
I watched half of it.
And then he watched Dead Meat's episode on
it. I had to babysit.
So, we're going to excuse Bailey just this once.
Fuck you! No. That was a child in need!
It didn't need you.
You had a week to watch it. I like watching it the night before or the day of. I've been busy.
You watch it a couple times.
All right, but anyways, so we're kind of doing like the same format as last week, but this time, like last week, whatever. Like last week, we did it kind of sloppy because it was the first time. You know, what can you expect?
We're a bit more organized now.
Yeah, so
just a little bit.
Last week, we went straight into like the summary. I think that we should do the cast first.
Well, yeah, we've been meaning to do the cast every episode since, like, after New Year's.
Let's get it out of the way now. Jeffrey Combs.
Yeah.
Jeffrey the beautiful
Combs.
Boy.
Who else can it be? You know?
So fucking glad he came back for this movie. I wonder how much money they offered him.
$2 and some belly lint.
$1 million, I bet you, because this movie had a $3 million budget, and I bet most of that went towards
$2.5 went to him.
Better have.
We saw the effects in this movie.
They still look good,
though.
They look fine.
$500 at best.
So, yeah, we got Jeffrey Combs returning as Dr. Herbert West.
Hubert.
We got Jason Barry as Dr. Howard Phillips.
I feel like I've seen him in something.
I didn't really care for that guy. We got Elsa Pataky as Laura Olney.
I don't care for her.
Yeah, she's
all right.
We got Lolo Herrero. I'm sorry for my fucking pronunciation. He's the sergeant. Monaco?
I think they call him Macho.
Macho. Yeah. Enrique Arce as Cabrera. He's like the inmate guy who had like the rat and shit.
Yeah.
We got Simon Andreu as Warden Brando. Sorry for the fucking pronunciation.
I know I've seen him
and
some stuff too.
Once again, sorry for the pronunciation. Joaquin Ortega as Officer Falcon.
That's
a name. Daniel Ortiz is Weenie. And we got Santiago Segura as Speedball.
My favorite character in this movie.
yes. The addict.
He's pretty funny.
He's fucking awesome.
Yeah. So I feel like we should do the summary now.
Yeah. Reanimator. Hubert goes to jail.
That's what it should be called. It should be called Reanimator in Jail. Instead of Beyond Reanimator, because that doesn't really make sense in the fitting of this movie.
Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, it kind of picks up. Kind of picks up after Bride
loosely
with the cemetery, and
they don't mention too much shit.
No, not really.
Actually,
not.
They really
want you to just assume.
Yeah,
they really don't give you much information at all.
They don't mention any of the past characters.
Like Dan's not around. Dan's gone.
Dan ran away with Francesca. He's going to make some beautiful Brazilian babies.
Yeah, they went to Brazil. Fucking.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing.
I don't blame him.
Nah, I don't either. Francesca's a very beautiful woman. Yeah. So we open up Howard Phillips' baby. He's not actually a baby. He's like
10.
He's with his sister. He lives with his older sister. And one of the undead fellas comes out of the graveyard and breaks to their house and kills his sister in front of him.
Yeah, like he just like bangs her against the wall pretty much.
Well, you forgot to mention, this sister is fucking weird.
She is a little weird.
Shoves her brother's head in her crotch, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like,
why?
The fuck? She's like also like half naked.
She's in a robe.
Yeah, she's just in a robe.
She's got a robe, but she's got a two piece on.
I don't have to be the only person to say.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I don't know. Like if she had like jeans or some shit on, I'd be like, it's still kind of weird, but whatever.
Yeah. It's a little strange. She's got that middle aged mom thing going on.
Yeah.
She's like 12.
At first, I was like 30. I was like,
motherfucker, you look 30.
I was like, is this a teen mom?
The corpse guy looks cool. He doesn't have a bottom jaw.
He tries to drink milk.
He's got like a tongue that's just like hanging from his throat and shit.
I wonder if a string was connected to his hand, so every time he moved his hand, his tongue moved.
Maybe.
It was just kind of nasty.
Yeah, the motherfucker trying to drink milk, and he's mad because he can't drink milk.
We hear like sirens and shit.
The cops go, FBI, open up!
Oh, dude, this cop is like the best paid and trained cop in the world.
Like,
he domes
this
motherfucker like four times.
How's this dude not been inducted into the FBI? Like, how the
Secret Service.
Yeah, something.
This man needs to be protecting the president. And then once he's done, he goes over and just starts
stabbing him. Yeah, double taps the shit out of him.
Like, two mags are fucking wasted on this one guy.
He ain't getting
that's the smartest cop I've ever seen in a horror film, I'm just saying.
no questions, just, who are you? Bang.
So Howard wanders out into the damn street like he ain't got no damn parents.
His teen mom's
wanders
dead.
Over to the cemetery, and they're putting Hubert in a cop car.
Yep.
And Herbert, like...
He could not be any less bothered by this.
Nah, he's just in the cop car.
He's like, you have no right!
It's better than, like, what could have happened to him. He could have stayed his ass buried down there. Which, like, Brandon was saying, like, off mic, he looks clean as fuck.
He took a shower.
Buried alive.
He pretty much got buried at the end of Bride. So, like, wouldn't he be, like, fucking dirty as fuck?
You would think.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Howard finds, well, they make eye contact. They, lock eyes. And then Howard finds the damn reagent on the ground.
In the syringe.
I like how glowy it is.
Yep.
It's very easy.
Looks like they use, like, the same formulas they always do in the
other It's literally movies. Just glow stick fluid.
Yeah.
And then we get the banger sound.
So like the opening credits, it's still the same. You could tell they messed with it a little bit. Yep. But the score throughout the rest of this movie I wasn't too impressed with because it just doesn't feel the same. Like there's a few scenes where it just feels like something that was taken out of a family comedy. Mm-hmm. Like something that you would see like Wire Liar or some shit. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Why does it sound like this? Yeah. It's not a family comedy.
I honestly think the best use of the soundtrack is in the first one.
Yeah.
Arguably Bride. But
yeah,
I
like Bride's similar enough to Pass, but like
I really like the way it sounds in the first one.
Yeah. Like this one, like there's a couple of spots.
Yes, the theme by Dick Band.
Yeah. Dick.
There's a couple of spots in this one where it feels close enough to, you know, how they did it in the first one, but then it just goes all family on me, and I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I don't like families.
Yeah, we know.
I killed my own. I don't know if you think I like families.
Oof.
So we cut 13 years later. Howard is a big boy now, and he's got...
Herbert's in jail.
He is in jail.
Reanimator in jail.
Herbert's catching rats in jail.
He's catching them in jail. He's also doing like some weird electrical shit and just like extracting some kind of
souls. This is now Dark Souls.
Yep, Herbert's found a way to extract.
He's
souls.
He's about to put points into strength.
And so we get Howard, who's now a doctor and is going to work at the prison Arkham Penitentiary, state penitentiary that Herbert is being held in.
Yes, in Massachusetts, Spain.
Yes. Yeah, so he goes in to get get introduced to the warden.
Warden's a dick.
He's a dick, and he's trying to rub up on this new reporter lady who's the love interest in the movie.
This is Laura.
Yep.
She's not very good. Like I think that once, okay, so kind of spoiling it a little bit. Once she gets reanimated, she gets better.
Yeah.
At least in terms of like acting and whatnot.
Yeah.
But when she's just reporter girl, damsel in distress, I'm just like, God, I can't stand you.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of her just in general. I don't like her character all that much.
Yeah,
I don't really like Howard all that much either.
Same. He's.
Like, I'm just here for Herbert.
Yeah, it's like that. That's like the best thing going into this movie. Like I said off mic, like the best thing about this movie is that we get another movie where Jeffrey Combs gets to play Herbert West.
Arguably, I think this is one of his, between the original and this, I think are his best performances.
Yeah.
Fair. I like the older, much like weathered Herbert West.
Yeah. Like in Bride, it was like comedic, you know, so like he was tongue in cheek and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But in this one, it's more serious. Like there's comedy in this, like especially with like characters like Speedball and shit. But this one's more serious than Bride. And I think that Reanimator is more serious than Bride as well, but not more serious than this one.
Yep.
But, like, the reason why, like, Reanimator was considered a horror comedy was because it was campy. It wasn't because they were super full-on trying to make it
comedic. Yeah, it just kind of happens that way sometimes.
Yeah. Like, the cat scene, like, that shit's fucking hilarious.
Dude.
There's no way that they thought that it wouldn't be hilarious.
Every
you
time
know?
I lose my shit. Every time.
Yeah. But yeah, like this one's like probably the most serious.
I think so. I think it kind of suffers from that a little bit.
A little bit.
I feel like they're trying too hard.
It gets stale and in some scenes, you know, you're just like, come on, can something funny happen? Can the rat bite the dude's dick or something?
Yeah,
please.
So. Howard goes, meets the warden. Now he is the new physician at the penitentiary.
Yeah.
And Herbert is assigned to be his assistant.
Yep.
Because
he has
why
experience.
Not? For plot reasons.
And Howard is very interested in Herbert.
I wonder why.
Apparently Howard's been studying, you know, life and death like Herbert has and is very interested in Hubert's work. So that all that's going on. And a dude has a fucking heart attack.
First day.
First day.
Oh, yeah. We forgot to mention Moses. Moses is like this crazy religious character in this movie.
He kind of looks like...
Doug Jones.
Kind of, yeah.
He's just not as tall.
Yeah.
But he's like really skinny and he's bald and he just looks really frail and sick, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, he has like a fucking heart attack for whatever reason. But he's also, like, very fucking religious. Like, he carries around a Bible all the time, and he's like, Lord, forgive me. You know, and I was like, okay.
So that
he did.
I read. So, yeah, Moses dies of a fucking heart attack.
Yep.
And they take his ass into the infirmary, and Howard's like, shit, he did. And Herbert's like, yeah, I could have told you that, bud.
He has a little more enthusiasm than what Zach said.
he's very upset. He's upset.
Yeah, but he is pretty much like, oh, shit.
Kind of like Dan Cain was upset when some of his peeps would die on him.
He is Dan Cain, but not Dan Cain.
Correct.
He is he's Dan Cain, Kroger brand Dan
Correct.
Cain.
Yep. He's great value Daniel yep. Cain. So then Howard shows Herbert the reagent. And Herbert, I love like all Jeffrey Combs' lines in this movie. Like he's just like, he starts going through this thing of like, I wonder if it still works. And then goes to inject it in Moses' spinal column.
Yeah, and like Howard's
immediately.
Like, yeah. Howard's like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, this is the freshest body we have.
Yep.
Kind of like what he always says in every fucking movie.
He says, I want to see if it still works.
Yeah.
Because this thing's 13 years old.
True.
No expiration date.
Apparently not. It doesn't work at first.
Nah.
Herbert's like,
it takes a little bit.
Takes some more time.
Yeah. Herbert's like, damn it.
Because it's older.
Herbert's not very patient.
No.
I think it's just going to go like that. But Moses comes back to life.
And he's kind of scary.
Yeah.
At first, I was like, what is going on?
Though he's not as gross as everybody else is.
No, which is kind of, in a way, sort of disappointing, but also sort of pleasing because them motherfuckers are nasty.
Yeah, fucking gross looking. Moses just kind of foams out of his mouth a little bit.
Yeah, he foams out of his mouth. He's got, like, blood and all that shit on his face, but...
It
could be much, much gross.
Yeah, so, it could be a lot worse. So they start a ruckus, and the officers cut in. Macho and Falcon cut in, and they get bit up. One of them loses an ear. I can't remember if it's Falcon or Macho.
No, he gets his forearm bit.
Somebody loses an ear, though.
It's the warden. He loses an ear towards the middle.
I think it's
Moses is the one who bites his ear off, though.
Yeah. So Moses bites all dude's arm and is, like, chewing on it. And then when the warden comes in, he's like, Moses is scared of the warden.
Yeah, he just, like, bows down immediately. He's like, no,
I'm sorry. And then, spits it out and shit.
Yeah, because, like, warden's got, like, this fucking cane that I guess he fucking abuses the inmates with and shit.
Yeah. The warden doesn't believe in rehabilitation. He's like, oh, you're in my prison? You dead, boy.
Yeah, because he was telling the reporter, the Laura reporter girl or whatever earlier, because she was like, you don't believe in rehabilitation? He's like, fuck no. He's like, I put him in that there electric chair. And I fry him.
Yep. Straight up. He has the electric chair in his fucking office.
Yeah, I was like, you know, I understand some people deserve to fry.
Yeah.
But, you know, some people are there for, like, stupid, petty drug charges and shit.
Like Speedball.
Yeah. Like, come on, he's just trying to live his best life.
He's just trying to get high. So all this happens, and they kind of disperse. Herbert leaves Howard, though, with a list.
Yeah.
Chemicals to get for the reagent. Because now Howard and Herbert are going to work together.
Yeah, and he's also like, I need like a private lab.
Yeah.
And they just like kind of like go sort of like down these, like in this door, down these stairs, and then that's where they're going to be conducting the real shit.
And if you notice, a lot of their lab spaces in the past three movies are where a lot of death happens.
Yeah.
Herbert likes to be surrounded by death.
I mean, when you're in that kind of line of work,
I mean, that's just where he's comfortable.
Where you are deliberately trying to reanimate people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to see that.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of that.
It's a part of the job.
So Howard and an old girl still shack up a little bit. And Herbert kind of uses that here and there because Howard is kind of a squeamish little bitch. And Herbert's just trying to do his job. He's trying to, like, learn more about the reagent and, like, the souls that he's able to extract, which he finds out that if he electrocute somebody before they die, he can extract their soul, essentially.
Yeah.
And he did it with some rats. He killed an old boy's rat.
Yep.
Extracted its soul and tried to put it pretty much into another rat. Gives it back to him because they were having some trouble. You kind of just see a lot of odds and ends stuff. Like, it's just them kind of working out how the reagent and the soul-taking thing works. And we get a lot of that mess. Like, the romance thing, I just don't care about.
Yeah, like, that's what
it's just, like, thrown in. It's
what I was going to say. Like, they don't give you enough time with these characters to give a shit that they're falling in love with each other.
Yeah.
But also, like, they kind of hint there for a bit that it seems like Laura's just fucking him to get more information
get a story out of him,
Herbert. you know?
Yeah, trying to learn more about Herbert. And, like, she's kind of working on the Dean, not really trying to fuck him, but, like, using her girlish charms to...
Oh, you mean the warden?
Yeah, the warden. I said the Dean, didn't I?
Yeah. Yeah, the warden. Dean Halsey from the Dean. First one. It's all good.
So she's kind of playing him on both ends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which ends up to bite her in the ass.
Because she fucking dies.
Yeah, she fucking dies. Moses.
Oh, shit, she's dead.
So she gets permission to go talk to Moses, because they have him in solitary.
Yep.
And she goes in there to talk to Moses, and Moses kills her.
Well, so what happens, there's like something that happens or something, and then the warden comes in there for whatever reason.
Yeah,
and Moses bites warden's ear off.
Yep.
And warden like beats the shit out of Moses with his cane.
Yep.
And then from that point on, we're just told that Laura died. So either Moses strangled her or the warden did.
I think it's implied the warden killed Laura.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think, because the warden's a fucking piece of shit.
He's an ass.
It just makes sense. Yeah. So Laura gets taken into the infirmary where Howard and West are, and Howard's pretty upset.
So like, what does he do?
Howard's like, my girlfriend, I knew her for 48 hours.
Yep. And so...
I mean, it's still sad because, you know, it's a person dying.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was nothing but nice to him, but...
Yeah. They were bed buddies, you know?
Yeah. She was more than generous.
Yeah, more than generous. She was a giving woman, all right?
So what does Howie do?
Reanimates it.
We gotta bring her back.
Well, he's reluctant to do it. He's kind of reluctant. So I love the way they talk to the nurse, too. They treat that nurse like shit.
Yeah. You know, and she's pretty too. You know,
yeah, she's pretty. She don't deserve that
shit, and she's a nice person. It's not like she's a fucking dumb bitch who's mean as shit or something.
I love the scene with like her and Speedball, and Speedball is like asking for some kind of medicine. She goes, "Take two at bedtime." He's like, "Can I take two now?"
Like, it's kind of like what James A. Janisse said on his Dead Meat kill count, where he's like, he looks like a fucking balding Tommy Chong.
He does. He straight does.
That's what Speedball looks like, straight up.
So, they reanimate Laura. And Herbert...
A mistake.
Yeah, it's kind of a mistake, because, like, she's freaking the fuck out. And she's not violent like the rest. She's like, terrified.
She's, like, choking and shit.
Yeah, she's terrified.
Yeah.
And so Herbert is over here like, well, we can just put this guy into her and showing off the soul thing. And he's like, no, you can't do cross-species soul transfer.
It's a rat soul.
Yeah. And then the fucking warden walks in, and they just kill the fucking warden.
Yeah,
he starts making a ruckus. And they
what
kill
do? They like hit him with the Microsoft upside the
microscope
upside the head.
Yep. And then they electrocute him.
They electrocute him. Yeah.
Herbert go bonk,
and that's how they get the soul. They electrocute you,
and draw it out.
He has some kind of like tool. It's not really explained too much.
They just link it to his brain, and it travels through this cable into this, like, light bulb-looking thing.
Mm-hmm. But also in the scene, we got to talk about this really uncomfortable part. So when they put him on the table, they jam, like, this metal thing in his, like, palm wrist area. And I was like, ah! Because it made noises, and it just genuinely didn't look like it felt good at all.
Yeah, that's kind of an awkward part of the hand to put things through.
Yeah.
Especially like where it connects to your wrist and into the rest of your arm.
You know, from experience?
Perhaps.
Like, honestly, dude, I would rather them like...
Just shove it in his arm?
Shove it in his fucking fingernail or some shit. Because like that shit was uncomfortable. Like, don't
hand
get me wrong.
Hand gore is so fucked to me for some reason.
Yeah, like finger...
Like, I believe it's Hostile. Like, the opening scene, someone's getting their fingernails ripped out.
Yeah, cringe every time.
Fingernail, hand, and toe horror like that.
Like in Ready or Not, when Grace lifts herself up out of that pit, she smashes her hand through a fucking nail.
Yep. I think the worst hand gore I've seen is the bloody glove from Gerald's Game. Have you guys seen that?
No,
I know of it.
I've been wanting to watch that.
I know of it. She degloves her hand.
She takes a glass of water. Smashes it, takes a shard of glass, sticks it into the bedboard, and then cuts her hand and peels her hand out of the handcuffs. She has nothing more than a bloody, like, muscly hand. It's disgusting.
I need you to shut the fuck up.
It's awesome
so
looking.
Gross.
It's awesome looking, but it's...
Listen,
my girlfriend, I was like, you know, we were doing something. I think one of her cats hunted a bird or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, believe it or not, I hate fucking blood. She goes, really? And I go, yeah, dude, I can stand my own blood. And if I'm like butchering an animal, yes, I can stand that blood. But like just in the wild, blood and gore fucks with me hardcore.
Butcher
dude.
Animals?
Yeah.
How could you?
When I was in culinary school, there was a class I could have taken where I straight up would take apart animals.
Gotcha. But yeah, like horror filmmakers, you motherfuckers need to stay off them hands.
Yeah. Stay away from them hands.
Don't do that shit anymore.
Dude, no more.
I recommend watching Gerald's Game and just seeing that.
It's fucked up. I have the book.
It's
I haven't
great.
Read it.
I've read the book. The book is awesome. I think it's underrated.
It's been one that I've wanted to see because it's on Netflix. It's a Netflix original.
It's a Mike
Flanagan
movie.
Yep. Yeah. It's great. It's fucking awesome.
It's one of his first, like, that got him big, too.
Yep. So they extract the shit that they pull out of people. Herbert calls it an MPE.
Yeah.
It's like...
It's the soul, essentially.
Yeah, it's essentially the soul. Which, wouldn't that kind of make Dr. Hill write that the soul kind of resides in one of the parts of the brain?
Probably.
we don't talk about that.
Yeah, listen, Herbert don't talk about that.
Yeah, he don't talk about that. But they extract it and they put it into Laura.
Yep. And so,
this was a bad idea. This was a mistake.
That wasn't very cash money of you.
So fucking Laura is like part Laura, part zombie, part warden.
Yeah.
And it's really bad.
A dickhead. Meanwhile, there's a fucking prison riot going on.
Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, that happens. Yeah, yeah. Basically, Moses ends up in his old cell.
Yeah.
And he ends up, like, beating the shit out of the guard, and then, like, his cellmate takes the keys and unleashes everybody.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which the cellmate, his cellmate was the guy who had the rap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which he seemed all right at first, but then he kind of gets fucked up, too, and I don't like him anymore.
Nah. It's all because, like, the warden goes down there because the warden realizes, oh, shit, the experiments they're doing down there, and goes to stop them. So Herbert bashes his head in, extracts the MPE, puts it in Laura. Now Laura's like the warden / Laura / zombie bitch.
Yep, and then Herbert, because he's a fucking idiot / genius, he puts the rats in peace in the warden.
Yeah.
and he's talking shit to him bedside. He's like, have fun, bitch. there's like a prison riot going on, and I'm going to leave the door wide open for him. He's like, Herbert, you'll fry. He's like, yeah, right.
Yeah, okay.
You okay?
So yeah, all this chaos ensues. But now it comes to a head. Howard takes on Laura.
Yep.
This is pretty much the end of the movie.
Yeah, like... Uh-oh. It sounds like we're jumping ahead, but look. The ending of this fucking movie
is so
everywhere.
Long.
It's this choppy, folks.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty choppy.
We're here, then we're there, then we're back here, then
it's
we're
literally
here
three different, like...
It's like they made so many different
on.
Strands of this movie. They
it's
all had to
all
tie them up
place.
Super fucking quick.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's no time.
So we got Laura and Howard beating the shit out of each other because Laura has
the warden's soul in her.
Yep. And then we have Herbert West.
He
and
lives in you.
Rat warden going against each other, and we have all the shit with the prison bullshit.
Yep.
Like all the riots and shit. Like people are, like there's like. First of all, like, the warden, like, injects all his guards with, like, the reanimator shit.
Yeah, and brings them pretty much all back to life.
Yeah, because the prisoners killed them all.
Yeah, and so they kind of follow Laura now. Like, they're kind of her bitches, essentially.
Yeah, so, like, it's like this... It's really hard to explain.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Just try to bear with
it. It's fucking chaos, all right? That's essentially what it is. That's all Herbert West does is ensue chaos.
It's just this one wasn't as consistent as the other two films.
No.
Right.
So needless to say, all this shit's going on. My favorite scene in the movie is Speedball gets a hold of some of that reagent.
Yeah, because he thinks it's drugs.
Yeah.
Because once the riot starts, like, he breaks into like the pharmacy area and he's just snacking on fucking painkillers.
Yeah, dude, he's just chugging them down.
He's eating them like M&Ms. Like, he's chewing them and everything.
Yeah.
I was like, because you know, medicine don't taste very good.
No. He finds Howard's bag that has the reagent in it. and like just starts injecting vial after vial of this shit.
It's so fucking hilarious because he can't be still.
No, he's zooming around. He locks himself in a cell, and he's zooming, boy. He's going. Herbert finds him later. And his whole body explodes. Like, after all of this reagent, it explodes. And he's nothing more than a gore skeleton.
Yep. Yeah.
He's like, hey, can I get a Vicodin? I was like, I don't think you need that.
Oh, it's my favorite scene in the whole movie.
We got to talk about another scene real quick because it's not fair and it's generally kind of fucking nasty. So Moses bites the nurse's titty off.
Yeah, she didn't deserve that, man.
Straight up.
Tell you, they treat this nurse like shit.
Yeah, it's the nurse that we were talking about earlier. She just gets treated like shit all throughout this movie.
She gets yelled at.
Everyone.
She gets told to fuck off.
Yeah. And she gets her titty bit off.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
The only one who's nice to her is Speedball. That's because he's like,
look, I just want medicine.
That's because she's giving him drugs.
Yeah.
Mm. Drugs.
So.
It's a shame. Yeah, I didn't need to see somebody's titty get bit off.
No, like, not her. Like, don't get me wrong, she's not, like, a big player in this movie or anything.
She just don't deserve it.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I kind of wish that she
like, either just, kill like, her or don't.
Yeah, like, if she would have just got, like, thrown off the balcony or something, yeah. I don't know. You know, because they were, like, the prisoners were, like, throwing guards off the balcony and shit. Yeah. Like, the top floor of the prison. And I was like, you know, either let her escape or just, like, kill her, like, humanely. Like, we don't need to see her titty get bit off. Like, that was not a pleasant sight to see, you know?
Yeah.
That was not very cash money.
It was not very cash money
because,
at all.
Because, you know, nipples are sensitive. So, like, when you think you of somebody trying to bite your goddamn tit off.
That's the most common sense thing you've said today.
Beautiful.
Nipples be sensitive.
Nipples be sensitive.
That can't feel very good.
No, not at all.
That's what I'm trying to say. And she didn't deserve it. So, fuck Moses.
Respect the titty. The titty will respect you.
Yeah.
Correct. But yeah, so all this shit is going on, and it finally comes to a head. Howard takes on Laura, and Herbert's fighting the rat warden.
Now he slits her fucking throat,
he
dog.
Does. He fucking...
Twice!
He practically decapitates her.
He does it like fucking four times.
Yeah, he pretty much decapitates her. And Laura wants this to happen. Like, the little piece
She's
of Laura...
She's like, kill me!
Yes, yes, pretty much.
Because, like, Laura's soul and Warden's soul are trying to, like...
They're fighting. They in the body fighting.
They're fighting.
Outside the body
they're
fighting.
They're fighting for dominance of Laura's body.
Yeah. Laura's like, kill me, and Warden's like, I'm going to fuck you to death.
Huh?
Let Jesus fuck you!
Let him fuck you!
So, yeah. I was like, Ward needs to die now.
Yep, he cuts her head off, and then Herbert fucking electrocutes the warden, rat warden.
He also,
and
like,
awesome.
Before he does that, too, like, the warden gets his fucking penis chopped off.
Chopped.
Yeah. It was actually Laura who did it, because the rat warden's like, suck my dick, you know, pretty much. So Laura goes down there. She's not, like, full warden yet.
She like, bites it off.
She bites his dick off and spits it out, and the rat takes it into his lair.
Yep.
Oh, good old rat.
Yeah, the rat's the real MVP of this movie. So, Herbert kicks him into the electric chair and fucking kills him.
It was pretty good effects
awesome.
There.
Yeah, all the effects in this movie are still really good.
Yeah, and this is 2003. Like, this is when CGI is, like, dominating.
Yeah, there's no CGI in this movie. I'm pretty sure there's not.
There is some,
the
like,
in the in what, NDP? NDP?
So,
yeah, a little bit of that. And then, like, the reagent in the beginning.
There's no way that's CG.
The rat cellmate guy, when he's, like, cut in half and he's running after Herbert, like, that's CGI.
Cabrera.
Yeah,
I didn't really notice it.
He swing like Spider-Man.
It's not bad. There's only like a couple of parts where you can just kind of see that
it's not full. It's just touched up with CGI.
Yeah, I forgot all about that. He's like climbing after Herbert. And
he becomes
cool.
Mikey.
Like we said, this ending's everywhere. So
And I watched it today. And I'm still kind of frazzled.
It kind of just comes to a head. Everything happens. It's just abrupt.
Yeah, it's
really
just mass chaos.
But so Herbert steals Howie's credentials.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Howie's like traumatized.
Yeah,
he's
fucked.
So Herbert steals his shit. And Herbert leaves.
Yeah, straight
he
up.
Fucking leaves.
And they let him.
Yeah, yeah, like, because the SWAT team's in the prison now, and, you know.
They taking care of business.
Yeah, yeah, like, he, like, fucking Herbert grabs, like, a random body. He's like, look, you need to let me out, because if you don't, this guy's death is going to be on your hands.
I'm like, oh, okay.
He's got a lab coat that's got blood on it.
Yeah. But it's understandable. There's a whole-ass fucking riot going on.
Well, what does he do? You know? He walks off into the night.
He grabs his dick and disappears into the dark.
He grabs the warden's dick.
Howard holds on to her head.
Yeah,
and she's laughing.
Wakes up and starts laughing. Yeah.
Yeah, because the warden's still in, you know, like the reanimator.
Yeah, the reagent is still working its magic.
Yep.
Which this reagent is more potent than it has been in the past couple of movies. Yep.
That was
not
legitness.
As fucking vile either. Yeah. Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's the end.
Yeah, that's the end.
But the credits, you do see the rat boxing the dick.
You do.
It's so fucking
It's the cage match of the century, ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck you, Jake Paul.
Fuck you, Jake Paul.
I don't like the ending of this movie as much as 1 and 2.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and throw out my ending. I'm giving this a 6.
Yeah.
But a low 6.
I also decided to give it
a 6. Give it a 5.5.
All right, a 5.5. You heard it here.
A low 6.
I can give it a low 6? Fuck you.
Fucking
a 6, but barely, you know?
But barely. A 5.99.
A 5.999 repeating.
Yeah. I gave it a 6 because I thought that overall it was an enjoyable film. It's just the endings everywhere, and I don't really care about like the romance thing.
I feel this is the weakest one in the trilogy.
It definitely is.
It definitely is.
But it's not bad. It's not.
Yeah,
it's not horrible.
It's
I thought
not
it was
necessarily
gonna be
bad. Yeah,
I thought it was going to be trash, to be honest. Because like the people on the internet were like, "Bro, this movie fucking sucks."
And we're also talking about the horror community. They hate everything.
Yeah,
you know, even the things they love.
I give it a 6.5 out of 10. I give it that point extra 0.5 because Jeffrey Combs and Herbert West is awesome.
It's the best part. It's the best part. Like
him and Speedball are my favorite parts of the movie.
Speedball is good.
It's the truth. And the warden makes an interesting bad guy kind of
because he's fucking.
And the introduction of like the whole soul transference thing is actually really interesting.
It took him long enough.
It's really interesting. Like I can understand why some people might not like it.
Right.
Because it is just kind of thrown in there. It's whatever.
Yeah.
But if you can get past it, it's still pretty enjoyable.
Yeah.
So before we rank the franchise, or the trilogy, I should say.
Franchise.
I'll just go ahead and do some trivia real quick.
Is there 18 billion fucking facts?
There's 6.
Okay.
I know one of them has to do with the names. Laura's last name and Howard's first and middle name. Howard Phillips is H.P. Lovecraft's name.
Yeah.
Howard Phillips Lovecraft is his name.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
And then
Laura's
last name is like a character in the High House on the Mist, I think is what it's called.
Oh.
In the Mist.
Gotcha.
I think is what her name comes from.
Is that another Lovecraft story?
Yes.
Yeah. So the only installment of the Reanimator series not filmed in the United States, it was shot in Spain. I think we mentioned that.
Yeah, Brian Usna made a deal with Filmax, which is the production company of this movie. They filmed in Spain.
Yeah.
This company did
a
few other movies, too. A few other horror films.
For whatever reason, IMDb has this. It says it's the only film in the series not to feature Bruce Abbott as Herbert West's assistant, Dan Kane.
I miss Dan.
I do too.
Dan is living his best life. He's making Brazilian babies.
What if Dan came in just at the end of the movie and was just like, fuck
you,
Herbert?
When you look at it like that, you're kind of like, okay, I'm glad he's, you know, in Brazil clapping cheeks and everything.
Yeah.
But in comparison to this Howard guy, I do kind of miss.
Howard doesn't measure up.
Howard is fucking B-tier Dan Kane.
The young doctor played by Jason Barry. You just said that.
Yeah.
So, Fantastic Factory's 5th production after Faust 2000, Dagon 2001,
Dang
Arachnid
on.
2001, and Darkness 2002. It was followed by Romancenta, The Werewolf Hunt 2004. Rottweiler 2004, The Nun 2005.
What does this have to do with Beyond Reanimator?
Beneath Still Waters 2005.
It's just the company that made it.
Oh.
Fantastic Factory closed in 2005 after to fail in its attempt to create for a Spanish cinema company. specialized in genre movies. And I don't really know what that...
It has nothing to do with this movie.
What's that got to do with tape?
What's that got to do with
IMDb? What does that have to do with anything? All right, so who wants to rate the who wants to rank the movies?
Shit,
first?
I'll go for. I feel like all of us are gonna have pretty similar rankings. So
one,
I'm
two,
gonna,
and three.
I'm gonna. What, Zach two, already two? Did it. Fair enough. I'm gonna go from worst to best. So this one, Beyond Reanimator. And what I'm about to say, I don't think Reanimator and Bride are bad. They're fucking equal. But as of right now, I like Bride a little more.
That's
so. That's my number one. So Reanimator's number two. But that does not mean Reanimator, the first one, is a bad movie.
No, that's fair.
Like, and my rankings change.
It's like
all the
Alien
time.
And Aliens for me. I can right. never pick between Alien and Aliens.
Like, yeah. I really, really liked Bride.
Yeah, Bride's a great movie. It's but a great sequel.
I love Reanimator as well. Like, the first Reanimator is a fucking wonderful movie.
Yeah.
So for a tie for one, but you have to pick two. Yeah. Bride is one. Reanimator's two, but it's a tie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so ranking at the fucking shit tank.
Reanimator.
not really shit tank, but at the bottom, worst to best or whatever. Beyond, and then it's the OG Reanimator, and then it's Bride.
Oh,
for copy. Yeah.
I said
it's
I
kinda like
it.
When we did our Nightmare on Elm Street ranking. I think you guys both picked three as your number one.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Three.
I'll
stand
one as
by
my number one.
I mean, one and three are, like, honestly the two best movies.
Yeah,
in
I
the
mean,
franchise.
You can't go wrong with either choice.
Yeah.
One just does it more for me.
Well,
just
like,
does.
See, that's
fair.
The thing for three.
I just love
for
three.
Me. That's
I thing. Do love three as well. It's close second.
Yeah, like, three has more for me because I like absurd horror movies.
Listen,
so
number
like,
one does not have the fucking Dream Warriors sung by Dokken in it. Gotta give it a zero.
I mean, sure.
Sure.
But
fair.
You got stretchy arm Freddy.
You got drunk Uncle
okay,
Freddy.
You got skeleton face Freddy.
But in three, you have Puppet Master Freddy. You have fucking
paraplegic
plus it's really
D&D
funny.
Boy.
Plus, it's really funny to watch Freddy get fucking home aloned. So
yeah, don't get me wrong. Like the first one's fucking fantastic. You can't go wrong with it. But for me, the third.
Oh,
one.
Dude, I got a before we get going. I was watching TikTok. There's this like guy who I've been watching for a little bit. He does, like, what-ifs, how to reboot franchises or make sequels. He did a how to reboot Nightmare on Elm Street. Right, like, in the correct way. So, you're going to pick up... How many years has it been since the first one? Has it been 40 yet?
It's close.
Just about. It's 84. Yeah.
So, for 40 years, pick up 40 years later. Here, just hear me out. Bring back... So, keep... the first three in canon, except Nancy actually doesn't die.
Yeah.
So we're bringing Nancy back. We're bringing, what's his name?
Or you just
second one. Is it Mark?
Jesse.
Jesse.
They want to bring Jesse back. So Jesse in this reboot has been locked up since the events of Nightmare 2.
I like Jesse. I'd like
Jesse. And the reason he says he's, what we believe, how he killed all the people at the cookout or the party.
Yeah.
He's been locked up for that. So let him get released or whatever, or broken out. And then they team up and fucking fight Freddy. And it's kind of like the premise of Freddy versus Jason. Kids don't believe in him anymore. Cause it's in like the smartphone generation.
Yeah.
Like, you know, no one's scared of shit
you
really
do
anymore.
Some
we're
interesting
just desensitized.
Shit with that.
But yeah, like what he was saying, I'll try to find the video and the creator, but like.
Or just keep one and two in canon and just
yeah.
do it that way.
Yeah. But like, it was really, really good. His
people,
idea.
People would be mad because he said keep two in canon over part three.
Well,
but
I love, dude. Two is honestly a great fucking movie,
dude. It's yeah. it's
Jesse's top, fucking awesome.
I think, will defend Nightmare Two with my life.
Yeah, like I think
I
die
on that
rated though. It as like my fourth favorite.
I don't remember what I ranked
in my
it.
Top three.
Yeah. I don't remember what I had ranked.
It's
it.
Really not fucking bad. People just hate on it because they're fucking
stupid,
homophobic and shit.
That too.
I think my top three was 1, 3, and 6, but the second one's number 4.
Mine was 3, 1, and New Nightmare, and then I think Freddy Returns. Is that the second one?
Freddy's Revenge.
Yeah. I think that was my fourth.
Yeah, like.
So it's in my top
I
five.
I wish I remember
two was
fucking
awesome.
Ranking. I know 3 was my favorite, 1 was probably number 2.
No, like,
then
I know a lot of people
Freddy's
don't like
dead.
The pool scene in Nightmare 2. But that's, like, the best scene in the movie. I'm
like
sorry.
Like, the murder
where
scene?
Where he's fucking slaughtering
oh,
people
yeah.
left and right at the pool. That's
well,
fucking
think,
awesome.
I think people, like, misinterpret it wrong, and I understand kind of why they do, because, like, the movie doesn't really hint what they're supposed
yeah,
to be
like,
seeing.
The but way I see it is that the kids see Jesse.
Yeah. But we as the viewers see Freddy. Because Freddy possessed Jesse in that movie. But they don't. They don't show, like, the filmmakers, they don't show us that the kids are seeing Jesse.
If there was, like, a little flash of, like, here's Freddy,
stylized.
And then, like, you get the kid who's walking up, it's like, hey, man, we can help you, and it cuts back to Jesse, and it's like, Jesse,
with
maybe
the glove or some shit. Yeah.
And then it cuts back to the kid again, and then back to Freddy, and he's like, help yourself, fucker, and he stabs him.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Like, they should have, I agree, like, they should have put something in there where, you know, it specifies that, but they didn't.
Hear a lot of horror fans talk shit about that scene in the movie. Like, they just hate it. Like, it's the worst part of the movie.
I still need to see the documentary.
I think it's fucking awesome. I think, arguably, it's my favorite part of the movie.
It's a fun scene, for sure.
Because he just, like, goes in and kills, like, fucking
eight
people.
It's just a fun movie.
You know, he just kills, like,
as quote-unquote, as quote-unquote gay as it is, it's a great movie.
It is a great movie.
Yeah. So, how would you rank the Reanimator movies?
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, good enough.
So I'm just going to go ahead and say what I want. I didn't really watch anything. I've been watching Shameless, and I've been playing Days Gone like a motherfucker. I've been trying to power through that game. It's a fun game.
I watched John Carpenter's Ghost of Mars.
Dude!
And I hated it.
I was going to watch John Carpenter's Vampires
the other
day.
It's got Ice Cube.
It's got Ice Cube.
Did you watch it on Amazon?
I did watch
it. I put them on my watch list because I saw both Ghost of Mars and Vampires on there, and I was like, I got to watch
Vampires these. You'll like. I don't think you'll like Ghost of Mars.
I'll watch them probably.
Everybody says that In the Mouth of Madness was John Carpenter's last good movie.
Yeah.
I don't know when Vampires came out. I think Vampires came out before.
I think the mid-90s.
In the Mouth of Madness. Because In the Mouth of Madness, I'm pretty sure, is 95.
Who's in Vampires?
James Woods.
Yeah.
People don't like him, but
he's fucking,
James Woods.
He's something in that movie.
Yeah,
I'll
like, I've heard some stuff about James Woods. People don't like him, but
needless to say, James Woods just wants to get fucked in that movie, all right? You'll see what I mean.
Don't we all.
To fucking watch it.
Is that all you watched?
Yeah, that's pretty much all I watched.
I watched Frankenhooker because they put it on Shudder.
Ooh.
Was it good?
I gotta
watch
it.
Yeah, it's fucking good.
Is it better than Brain Damage?
No, it's
isn't
not.
That the same director?
Nothing is better than Brain Damage.
You know, it's not for everybody, but that's saying
it's a fucking Hinnenlotter film. Yeah, it's not for anybody.
Hinnenlotter just shouldn't be for anybody, but here we are.
But here we are. Like, I like his work.
It's
I love Basket Case.
Yeah, like, I understand why some people can't get into his work, because he does go too far sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, like in Basket Case with, like, the Belial rape scene.
Yeah,
and
we didn't need that.
And in Brain Damage with the fucking BJ scene.
The fucking cosmic turd.
Yeah, cosmic turd goes in
Hello,
her mouth,
Brian.
Out through Brian's zipper.
Hello, Brian.
It looks like she's sucking on a cosmic penis.
Yeah,
cosmic penis.
But, and it made a lot of people from behind the scenes like walk out, and I understand why, because it is uncomfortable.
Suck on this Play-Doh puppet.
I hope that they paid that woman good, because
they probably didn't pay
she
her.
She probably paid $2.25.
Didn't, but God damn it, and in my mind,
best they could do is give her a ride home.
Yeah.
She was the woman of the night.
But yeah, I watched Frankenhooker. It's definitely his sleaziest film that I've seen.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Like I said, it's not for everybody. If you don't like lots of fucking boobs and shit, you're probably not going to like this movie.
I do want to check it out, because I hear it's good.
Like,
the ending of this episode has been derailed. Bailey's taking a nap, so...
I take a nap right here.
So if you like this episode...
All I said...
Yeah, Zach, close up the episode, please.
So if you like this episode and would like to listen to more of our stuff, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, believe it or not. And you can find our episodes anywhere you listen to your audio content. I recommend Spotify. It's where I go to listen to some of our episodes. And also, if our show is just not for you, we have many others in our beautiful podcast network, the SlashCast Podcast Network. You can go to their website, you can hit the tab, all the shows are there. Go listen to every episode of every show. And if you don't, I will find you and eat all your licorice. It's going to take a while.
I'll eat
your
shoes.
Waiting for months for me to get there, but you should do it. And also, if you would like to join the network, there's an apply tab. Go and hit the apply tab and hit apply and submit your shit, and you might get into the network. I think that's it. Did I miss anything?
No.
Thank you.
So anyways, y'all have a good night. We'll see you next week. We don't know what we're doing next week yet. We're figuring it out. Bailey is done.
We're doing Ghoulies.
Yeah, we're doing Ghoulies. No. It's official. No. We're still trying to figure it out. We'll let you guys know ahead of time.
It'll be a surprise.
That's it for us. Sayonara.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.